You guys, we love Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right.
And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Tuesday. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Tuesday to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Whether you're starting small or scaling up, ShipStation makes ship happen. Ship more and grow more with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with promo code TRASHTUESDAY for a free 60-day trial. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com. Click the microphone at the top and type in code TRASHTUESDAY.
We spend a lot of time in our beds, okay? Whether it's watching horrific news days, if it's...
Anime.
If it's videos...
Make you squirt.
Yeah. Even if it's your boyfriend doing everything in bed as well as out of bed. That's why it's important to make sure you've got the best mattress. And that mattress is Helix.
If you're nervous about buying a mattress online, don't be. Helix Sleep has over 12,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Their two-minute sleep quiz matches you with a mattress that's a perfect fit. Plus, you have 100 nights to try it out risk-free.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/TRASHTUESDAY. Hi, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I did. I just want to let you know I'm doing stand-up. I'm coming to Phoenix, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland. You can get tickets at estheronice.com. And my solo podcast, My Pleasure, drops every Thursday morning. Can't wait for you guys to see what it's like.
You guys, the time is here. My favorite, most exciting date. Caluso Casino, come gamble and party with me. You know I love to gamble. That is on September 30th, one night only. Then next month, you can see me in Kansas City, Irvine, and then I'm in a bunch of other places. Go to annieletterman.com/shows.
You guys, we are very excited to finally have this guest on our show. She is from one of our favorite, I'll call it a sister podcast, Girls Gotta Eat. Welcome, Ashley Heseltine. Did I say your last name right?
It's Heseltine, but Heseltine. It's fine.
Okay.
The teen and the tine of it all is very...
Yeah, like Valentine.
You can relate, Lederman, Letterman.
I know, and I'm such a natural leader that people always think it's Lederman, but it's Letterman. And then your last name is a nightmare. It's a night. I don't know why I thought that would be a good
I don't think anyone in this room has gotten my last name right, not once.
Kuhn?
Oh, thank you, Carlos.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
Wait, I didn't even know that.
I don't want it to be Kuhn. Yeah, I don't think anyone does. Right.
It's Kuhn, not Kuhn.
Yeah, it's Kuhn.
I guess that,
it's okay. Racial slur as
well. I know, I was going to say way less racist.
I don't know. Is it racist if you don't even know it's a fucking slur? Who is it against? Raccoons?
No, don't do this, Esther. Are we going to start doing the origin story of slurs for Esther? No, that's not a bad app. That's maybe Patreon. Yeah. Paywall.
But Ashley, welcome.
Thank you.
To Trash Tuesday. We're very excited to have
you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, thank you.
I was listening to your show and so you're like a reader. You're like a big reader.
Surprising. I'm great at reading and I read a lot.
That's so rude to say. You obviously don't watch the show. That's so mean. To be like, I'm a great reader.
Are you all bad readers?
I'm literally unable to read.
And can't.
Pretty sad. The ad reads are pretty difficult.
Well, my co-host is not, like... We had this joke that one time she read something so good and I genuinely said, Raina, great job reading. And like our audience loved it. They started saying like, great job reading. That's become this thing. Like it's a thing. She's open about it. Like yeah. I'm an exceptional reader. I'm so sorry if this.
That's okay. No, I want you to shine.
But
yourself for me.
She knows that she's not. So even like when we do live shows on stage, like when we have to read something, she's like, "This is really long. I have to let Ashley handle this." Yeah, you know.
I'm the Ashley. I mean, I'm not the Ashley. Yeah. I'm the Raina.
But I do read a lot of like I've started just reading more books.
I love like the fiction. Way you talk about books because you sound like an addict. But for books, because you're like, whenever someone posts a photo, I buy it right away. Like you had like the energy that I bring to like different flavored breakfast cereals, but yeah. like for books. And I was like, wow, it could be that way. Huh?
It's been, I've been reading more recently, but I grew up like a big book kid. My mom was a librarian. Like it's Aww. Just like big book energy. I don't know.
Did you get a lot of like book fair toys? Were you always getting yeah. a lot of like erasers shaped like ice cream and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I saw this meme recently that was like, do you remember the Scholastic Book Fair? And they named all the things you could get there. And they made mention of the Lamborghini poster. Do you remember there would be like random uh-huh. posters?
Yep.
Did you guys have that?
I didn't grow up here.
Oh, I was so obsessed. I
had it.
The book fair was
What are
the,
they?
Like, for someone who doesn't read, the book fair was life.
It was lit.
Okay.
So I like, but fair? I was one of, do you remember the books though that had like.
Wait, let's explain it to Kalila oh. first. So the Scholastic Book Fair is when like you go to school one day uh-huh. and the gym is all set up like a huge bookstore.
Oh, we had that in the Philippines.
And Esther yeah. was like, this is incredible. Well, yeah, I don't yeah, have yeah, to yeah. work out.
And you could buy little things here and there.
Yeah, little okay, yes, stickers, yes, I remember. It was so much
but fun. Then and then they would award that week they would award the bookworm of the year, which was always my sister.
Well,
they yeah. had that.
Well, this is like a really deep cut. Did you guys have Pizza Hut reading club or whatever?
I was I had pizza.
Well, I don't know where you grew up. Like I grew up in the East Coast, but yeah, like you had this thing, and if you read a certain amount of books, you would go get a personal pan pizza.
Oh my God.
That's so cute.
How it exciting
was, and that was back when Pizza Hut had the salad bar. Like it was like a night out.
Were you doing salad bar though as a kid?
No.
Were you that kid?
I also feel like I grew up in like the Wendy's salad bar. Age.
Oh, I loved it. Do you remember when they would the bread, the garlic bread, and it was just the bun sliced in half and it was everything yes. I've ever wanted in my life.
Yes. They had like it's a so pasta. Good. Like people don't know.
Where are you from on the East Coast?
I'm from Delaware.
Delaware, okay.
This sort of lines up with this silly. Theory that my dad taught me when I was younger. He said that people get smarter as you go east. Like everyone on the West Coast is dumber, and then they get smarter and smarter, and then the smartest people are on the East Coast. So
that would attract the best readers.
Are I live on the East Coast.
Annie,
I
grew up
on
the East Coast. You don't help the theory.
But then also, but then like far like West like. San Francisco, like all those nerds.
Yeah, those nerds.
You know?
Yeah. Nerds. Look, it's just.
I get what you mean.
Look, it's just the spirit of it. Also, it's weird you guys brought up Pizza Hut because I, of course, just saw a TikTok about how kale, the biggest purchaser of kale was originally Pizza Hut, and it was decoration for the salad bar.
Yeah.
And then some lady was like, I'm a fan of kale, and she like rebranded kale so all us idiots would eat it.
That makes sense because kale holds well. It doesn't wilt.
It was just literally like Golden Corral decor.
Yes,
like
it.
It's
yeah.
wild to remember.
I remember.
Looks like the rolling hills of a.
I'm so inspired by this rebrand. I'm like, if kale can go from like the Pizza Hut Golden Corral garbage decoration, like, and then become like the health trend food, like what? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like lobster. Well, it's like lobster. Yeah. Lobsters were the bottom feeders. Right. That were like they gave them to the prisoners and stuff. And now it's like one of the most expensive items.
Well, yeah. Lobsters are also their season. I think is coming to an end. I gather lobster.
You
October
murder.
2nd.
You're yeah. making them go extinct. Is that?
Well, every year I gather lobster from the ocean. I dive and I grab lobster. Right, but then.
You
fucking Gilbert, this asshole, sent me this article about how lobsters actually not only are sentient, but they feel depression.
No.
And so
we don't talk about this in front
when they lose like a part of their, let's say for instance.
Oh, because they bond for life. And
they bond for life.
Yeah, you know, we've all heard them scream. It's like, look, you just don't pay attention to that part. And then you just dip them in butter. That's got to be a good life to just make other people happy.
Right.
You're depressed. What do you want? Put out
well,
your misery.
Everybody's looking for purpose.
They're biologically immortal. So they don't die. They cannot die unless someone actually kills them. But they will live on forever.
What?
So we're kind of just like killing like relics, basically, or like ancestors is how I see it.
But there's going to be an overpopulation because they would never die. We're helping the world.
True.
Don't take my lobster, bitch. Like- And also bring me some, bitch.
I'm reading that lobsters do seek out safe spaces when they're stressed, probably in the corner of the little thing.
I just
Kalila, do you coax
that.
Them in? Do you go like, I'll listen to your problems over here, little lobster.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're not feeling good today? Come on over here. You can be any gender you want over here. And you just spear him to spear him.
I don't spear him. I
well,
grab
safe
him
space.
My hand. Do whatever but anyways.
Well, I think about, that's the Friends quote, right? Phoebe said they.
Oh yeah.
It's her lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mate for life. That's why you got to kill them both at the same time.
It's like The Notebook. Their life.
Okay.
Are any of you guys like vegan or?
No. I'm about to do all meat. I'm like, I'm this close to believing that vegetables are poison. I listen to one podcast, then I listen to another one, and I'm like, it's making a lot of sense here, guys. Plants are killing us. Salad's scary and dangerous.
I eat everything. My parents have been vegan for 4 years, and I'm getting a little stressed out about it, and okay. I need them to eat eggs. What about you?
I eat everything. I don't eat a lot of pork. I think that like I just chose an animal to not eat, you know, and it's my least favorite. So I steer away from pork, but I eat everything else. And then my parents are pescatarian, which is like totally manageable.
When you were growing up, they were like that, or
it started like maybe when I went off to college.
Yeah.
Like a couple years back. But
they finally had the courage.
Yeah. Because we grew up eating like sloppy joes.
Yeah.
You know,
you are a specific type of, I think you might be the same type of trash I am.
wait, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, Delaware is like a suburb of Philly. So.
It is.
I mean, basically. It's fine. Like, I don't know. I couldn't give up like the dairy. I think it's so difficult.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Do you ever like imagine a wedding? Do you have like do you think you're going to go classy or are you going to go like sloppy joes? Are you going to go like an In-N-Out truck or like caviar?
No seated like plated dinner.
Yes.
I think it's like some sort of buffet, but it's like really good food. Yeah. Like I could see like a taco bar or I went to a wedding that was breakfast food.
Breakfast all day. That's what a dream.
Cute. Yeah, it was good.
It's at 6 in the morning. Wake up, bitches. It's time.
It was cheaper in the morning. I've been to weddings that are really fancy that were like Stephen Starr catered. Uh-huh. Like, and it's just never good. Like you can't, banquet food is not good.
But for the masses, that's just too much
you
in
can't
volume.
Do it. Yeah. It's not going to be good.
Wait, I have a question. Do people not ever do morning weddings? Is that not a thing?
Maybe in, like another.
That would go along with one of the things I do want to do, which is a pajama theme wedding or a sleepover wedding. Oh my God. This is
a lock-in. I thought you wanted to do a lesbian themed wedding where it was just you marrying a woman.
I think that'll have to be the second marriage.
What if we did like late weddings? I think a good idea is to do like a midnight wedding, so then you don't have to invite like you can just be like, all right,
and
guys,
no kids.
Yes, no kids.
It's like
no
past their bedtime. People. Like you're a bad
make
parent
really,
if you bring your kid.
Make it really hard for everyone to get there.
Yeah. It's on a weird island and there's only one ferry.
Yes.
It's a rave wedding. I like that.
Or yeah, or even at 2 a.m. Then you basically eliminate the thought of people bringing their kids.
Yeah, you have to take Molly. You can't have your kids at a Molly wedding.
Yeah, either caffeinated or mollied up.
You better be both. Better be both.
I know that your main drug of choice is books, but
I've gotten misbranded. That's okay. Yeah.
Do you have other vices? Like, I'm basically newly a pothead, so I'm just curious if what your deal is if you do that too.
And she means pot, not pod. She's not like just getting into podcasts.
I really love yoga. No, I drink. And I stay up late and I'm on my phone too much. And I've just never done really great with weed, like edibles specifically. Like I'll smoke a little weed here and there, but I feel like I'm off all other drugs because I'm terrified of fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. Right? No more powders.
Like I haven't done a ton of coke, but I would be like, sure, if I'm in the mood and it's out, but I feel so scared.
Yeah. It's like if they ask twice, I'm always like, no, I don't want to do coke. Like, you sure? I'm like, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have like a ton of vices. I mean, it's so boring, but the thing that I'm always trying to work on is just like not being on my phone.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
And like swirling in bed.
Do you have any moves?
I have been leaving my phone outside of my bedroom. It has helped.
Have you ever missed anything where you're like, fuck, I missed something?
Well, I like turn my ringer off at night.
Oh, good. And then just so they don't interrupt when you're candy crushing or whatever.
Or TikTok. Just on TikTok. But I think it's helped. I think that like when you're really trying to scroll right before bed, it's like lighting up your brain. And so it's like I'm not a neurologist, but it just isn't good.
You're not a neurologist? Why are you here? What's going on?
I quit med school.
Or even if it's the first thing you pick up. First thing in the morning, so like my rule is always first 30 minutes as my eyes are cracking open, I will not look at my phone. I'll take my dogs out, do my thing, and then pick up my phone afterwards. It pisses people off because they're like, why were you? No, it's really healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I need it.
And also, the where were yous? I'm done with the where were yous. I have no more where were yous in my life.
Yeah. No.
If you're, where was I? Go fuck yourself. I don't know. Right. Doing anything that's whatever I wanted to be doing.
You just have to say, like, boundaries and self-care these days, and, like, it's fine. I mean, you guys know. You live in California. Like, right? Isn't that?
That's our thing.
No one can fight you on it.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Wait, so Esther sent me this thing yesterday about looking for the best, or it's a hack to look for the best Chinese food in your area, is to look for the Chinese restaurant that has specifically 3.5 stars, not 4 stars.
Oh my God.
Not 3 stars, 3.5.
It sounds like a prank or like a joke, but no, then the way he explains it, you're like, wait, this is mathematical, like, brilliant.
Are we watching it?
Easiest way to find authentic Chinese food, assuming you're living in a major metropolitan area, is to go on Yelp and look for restaurants with 3.5 stars, exactly. 3.5, not 3, not 4, 3.5 stars is the sweet spot for authentic Chinese food. P.F. Chang's, 2.5 stars, bad, obviously bad. Din Tai Fung, 4 stars, too many stars, too many white people like it, the service is too good.
My favorite restaurant, by the way.
Dumplings here are better, I've been here. The waiters are not going to pay attention to you, they're going to be rude, but it's going to taste better. That's what I'm talking about. 3.5 stars. That orange 3.5, that's exactly what you want. Why is this the case? Here's my theory. Cultural expectations for service are different in Asia. It's not as proactive. They're not going to come up to you. They're not going to just proactively give you refills. You need to flag down the waiters. People on Yelp are insufferable. They're dinging all these restaurants because the service is bad. However, the food balances it out, so you end up at 3.5 stars. It's the sweet spot. Trust me.
Brilliant.
Easiest way to find out.
Amazing.
Can you look up this place in New York called New Moon? So this is like my order place, but I have no idea what it's like. The food is so good delivered. So now I'm just so curious.
If it passes the test.
I'm nervous, you guys. Oh, it's a 4.1.
Ooh, it's a 4.
Is the food really good?
So the food is so good, but I literally don't know where it is. I'm trying to get a vibe off this photo, but
it kind of looks like shit in the right way, you know?
Right.
If it makes you feel better, his example, Din Tai Fung for 4 stars, is my favorite restaurant of all time.
It is,
and like, it is so for good. White people. That means I'm dumb.
I saw this meme the other day that said, having a restaurant reservation is so embarrassing. Like, hi, I'm here for my spaghetti appointment.
Damn.
So funny. Like, when you think about stuff like that.
That cuts me to my core.
I'm a res girl now because I've been burned too many times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I've been burned. I did get to slip someone money once, though, and that felt good. Nice. I also slipping money.
I also have to say that ambiance, I don't give a fuck about.
Don't give a fuck about.
Just the food. I wish that I was some, like, culturally special, smart person that, like, cared what the restaurant looked like. I just want the good food.
View is fun, though. View is fun.
I like a vibe.
I'm view.
I'm big on, like, music. They just don't get it right sometimes. But I'm, like, weird about music. And it's like
I would have to agree with you on that.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think that it's important. But then also, like, it's not like they're playing the hits at the Chinese place.
They really do, though. Like, but they do.
Yeah.
But that's a problem. Like, if you go to any Asian restaurant, they always have the most nostalgic playlist. You're like, I haven't heard this, but it's your mom's playlist.
That's true.
That is actually so perfect, because I went to a Japanese restaurant with Todd, and they were playing all this, like, Thai music that his mom always used to play. And Thai dance. Can you look up Thai dancing? Maybe Laos dancing. It's like, I can do this. I'm like, a dance I can do. Yeah, it's starting to get a little complicated. Never mind.
I'm telling you, the dances that you think they're easy, like the cuff it dance, I'm like, I could do that. And then I tried. I was like, it's not.
Which one's the cuff it?
The cuff
it.
I tried over the weekend. I could do it.
What's that?
It's the Beyonce cuff it song.
Show it.
Show it.
And Esther will learn. Esther has been able to teach me.
It's very easy, Esther. You've got it. It's so easy.
People sometimes have problems with the body roll.
Right. So it's basically, it's this body roll. When you roll.
Yeah.
Hit this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not that easy.
That might be the only thing I can do.
So you guys take Athletic Greens like every day, yeah. Right?
One scoop every single morning. I don't have to think about whether or not I'm going to get my vitamins and minerals throughout the day. It's one and done. I love the way it tastes. I don't start my day without it.
I shake it up in the little shaker.
I use my little matcha stirrer. So
yeah, it's delicious.
Cold water. It's so good.
I just love that it's something that everyone universally agrees is like that one way to get everything that you need in one fell swoop. And instead of having to do the math of how much do I need of this and that and buying a bunch of different things, you buy it all in one place with Athletic Greens.
I mean, contrary to what people might think, I'm actually like not a great swallower. So it's hard sometimes to have 10 million vitamins to choke down this throat. But
I get okay?
Were you having a moment?
I was throwing up.
Thinking about me
you
swallowing.
You said you're not swallowing. No, I can't take pills either, so I need powders. And I'm so grateful Athletic Greens actually doesn't taste bad. Like, it has a nice taste, and it's so much easier. It just makes life easier is what it does.
And with one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food store superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right.
Basically, you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance.
And it's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, dairy free, vegan. It only contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, all of the nasty stuff.
Yeah, and it costs less than $3 a day. So you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew.
And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Tuesday. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Tuesday to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I have to say, having an online business is both easy, fun, rewarding, really, really hard and really like confusing. And that's why ShipStation has been such an important part of that process, because it simplifies. Yeah. It just takes that one thing and make that big, hard task and makes it simple, all in one place.
Yep.
It just makes life a little easier.
Where would we be without ShipStation? It's what we use here. It's what we use at Tiger Belly.
It's hard as like my like merch business grows with the sunglasses, the socks, and the shirts. You can get them at annieletterman.com/merch. But it is hard because you got to ship all these different things out, and ShipStation is very helpful and convenient.
And yeah, and whether you're starting small or scaling up, ShipStation makes ship happen. No more limiting your business to one store. ShipStation integrates with every platform, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, making it really easy to manage all of your shipping from one simple dashboard.
And you guys can go to ShipStation.com today and sign up with promo code TRASHTUESDAY for a free 60-day trial. Start today and get set up before the biggest shipping season of the year. That's 2 months free. Visit ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top, and type in code Trash Tuesday.
I've recently come across like an interaction in real time of how sugar babies ask to be sugar babied.
I'm so intrigued by it.
So I have a friend who is like, you know, he does well for himself and whatnot. He meets a girl actually at a friend's party, but she was brought in as like a date of another
It was
guy.
A friend's themed party. She was Phoebe.
They just happened to talk. They had, and then they hooked up later that night, and then they parted ways, exchanged numbers. But then the next day she was like, SB, just S, oh, hold on, SD? Question mark. And he was like San Diego? Like, yeah. Is that where you're gonna be, you know? And she was like, oh no, like, you know, just so you know, like, this is usually like how it works, blah blah blah. And she was like, just wanted to know if you wanted to, you know, be my sugar daddy. Like, very direct, very polite, very bright. And I was like, wow, they're just outward, there's no trying to be coy about it, it's just SD.
Start dating mark? Down is the this
I like that there's like code language for it.
Yeah, there is.
I'm so on board.
I could do a whole seminar on dating down. I have just, I have years and years and years. I get dating fat. I can tell you.
What is dating up? I don't understand. I can't relate.
It's such a weird thing.
I guess the guys that I've dated could relate.
I'm going to text Dave, SD question mark.
And then he's going to think he says, suck dick.
Sure. Can you actually text him SD right now?
Yeah, let's see what he does.
Oh, he's going to be so
I think
annoyed
he's probably going to say San Diego, right? Like, yeah. You guys are these things you want to do a day trip.
Let's see. Would he, I have never in my life suggested a day trip. So let's see.
Sorry, that, I don't know you. I just
she's canceled a few. We've
been together for 10 years. I've never. Let's. Okay. SD question mark.
Can you guys start this challenge with your listeners? Like, because I just.
Yes.
I think you'll get a lot of suck dick, which is funny.
Yes. Wait,
I
just got a question mark. Your boyfriend,
SD. You just got a question mark.
Yeah. What should I say back?
Wait it out.
I'll just
no, put something in there so there's a three dots for like 5 minutes.
That is cruel.
Get a response.
Did he react to yours or he wrote a question
mark? He wrote question mark, so, and then he just wrote, what's that?
Look it up.
You tell Daddy. Me.
Yeah, you tell me.
Yeah, you tell
me. I feel like you've already asked him this and he's already politely said no.
Yeah.
Many times. Many, many, many times.
Wait, if he Googles it, what will happen? Let me see. SD.
Wait, is it not polite to ask my ex to be my sugar daddy?
If, you know,
oh my God, dude, text Bobby. Do
it. I'm going to text Bobby right now, SD.
I think guys would be flattered by it. They'd be like, oh, you think I'm rich?
He'd probably be relieved that it wasn't sucked in.
The only guys that are crying about gold diggers are the guys with no gold to dig.
100%.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Guys who actually have gold, they're happy to flex
weird.
That
it's
part
like
of them.
Gold digging is not one way. You can't one way gold dig. That's robbing someone.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll get a DM of, and I don't think that they're like troll accounts, like real DMs from just random guys, like, can I be your sugar daddy? But it's like, you look so broke. Like,
yeah.
I make more money than you.
Like, I got a lot of people that want to be my sugar baby, but I have my own sugar baby.
Your sugar baby, right.
I have an update from Dave. He said, what's that? I said, LOL, I'm asking you to be my sugar daddy. He said, oh God. And then he said, can I just be your husband?
Aww.
I'm going to write no.
It's weird that you said once, you said yes once and no for so many years after.
I know. It is true.
Is this like sexting for you guys?
No, I wish. No, I literally begged Dave to marry me every day for 5 years. And then once he finally proposed to me, now I have the power and I'm just like, not, I won't marry him.
Basically, Dave had his bachelor party 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You guys aren't married.
No.
Okay.
Marriage
is fun.
Yeah. Also, I'm too lazy to plan a wedding. It's just like.
When you're ready to have a wedding, you're going to be like excited.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have that 2 a.m. wedding.
Yes.
Sleepover. When you get the right pajamas, you're going to be ready to roll. You're going to be the only one who like does not have hair and makeup at your wedding.
Yes. That's the rule. Do you guys
take your hair and makeup off.
Yeah. Do you watch The Bachelorette at all?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I didn't. I started watching it and I fell asleep. I'm okay with spoilers. This is going to come out for a while because.
Well, it's not even spoilers.
Because everyone quit.
It's a two-part finale.
Yeah.
So they didn't even give us really a finale. So there's a whole other week.
Oh, next okay. week.
So it was really anticlimactic, but it's just crazy. Both of these women are like begging these men to propose to them.
Yes.
And it's so wild because the men, I'm not being like, on the man's side, but they seem logical and rational.
Right.
Because they're like, I want to date you. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure about you. I'm in love with you, or I'm falling in love with you. I just don't want to propose after 6 weeks. And
but
then the girls have to like beg and you're hearing the producers in their ear like, this is the show. The
right.
show has to end with the proposal. It's crazy.
And it's interesting because I don't know if you saw with Gabby. Gabby's a friend of the show. Love Gabby.
Oh my God, love her.
Fucking bitch. I went to follow her because I watched last season. I was like, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
So I went to follow her and she was already following me. And I was like,
oh my God, that
yes,
so
bitch. I think she was Girl Code fan. But so she, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars with Val as her partner, who's our friend from, we met
Val.
Through Whitney Cummings.
I didn't even know that. She was on that.
But so she said to the one guy, she goes, when the guy was going, it's just like, this just isn't realistic. She actually went, yeah, I know. Can you just pretend for a second? Like, I think they're just like, can we just have like a positive outcome? Because like at this point, it's like so many of the people get engaged. They don't end up getting married. They have a year of making a lot of money.
Whatever
doing like
happens to just promise rings? Is Neil Lane, is that the jeweler?
They've done it a couple times.
Is
there's
he just
seasons
not,
there's promise
rings. I think that they need to like, they're the original. They need to set themselves apart. People want this proposal, but I feel like over time we've all realized how ridiculous it is. And so many dating shows that I love, like I loved Fuckboy Island and Too Hot to Handle, like they don't need to end in marriage because it's just so unrealistic.
Yeah.
So it just is sad to watch these girls look desperate for a proposal after 6 weeks or 2 months or however long they're on there. And the guys are come across so like, hey, listen, I really like
yeah.
you.
I wonder how much production nudges well, like, them cool. to kind of push
totally
for the
is all over it.
For the
that's definitely
proposal.
What it is.
Oh, and they I think, definitely do.
That's so
well,
sad.
Well, with what's the other girl's name? I forgot just for a second.
Rachel.
She always says, like, when things are happening, she's always like, I'm trying to do a good job as a bachelorette. So what I'm getting from that is like
yes.
they want like the outcome to look positive. Like they want to get the it's a game show and they want to win the end of the
yes.
game show. And so I don't know how much of it is like this natural, like they don't seem like desperate girls. Like Gabby is the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, Gabby
oh, for
is
sure.
fucking
but
awesome.
They've been so brainwashed. I mean, the way that show is so wild, like you don't have your phone or mm-hmm. books or TV. You're mm-hmm. just like in this crazy bubble. But Zach, who's like at the end.
Yes.
And they think he's going to be the next bachelor.
There's no way Zach's the next bachelor.
Like I met him in Cancun and like.
You met him?
And oh, he like great. DM'd me late night and
it he was like, he was like SD.
He said SD. Yeah. And I was like, you want to suck my dick? he wanted me to be his sugar.
You're like, I actually have a dick on the top of my ass crack right now.
I actually have a pilonidal cyst. Is that, could you see it at the pool?
Can you suck the juice out of it? Please help.
So we did this. We had a show for JFL in Cancun and we did it at the pool. It was like full blown MTV Spring Break.
Yes.
And he was like one of the single guys in the pool. And we brought guys up on stage and we brought like three guys up on stage. And then I did like a fuck, marry, kill with all of
yeah.
them. And we had him do stuff. Like I think he kind of like pulled my hair and like choked me a little, whatever, like funny play stuff. And I chose him to fuck. Obviously, like of the three guys. And I think he's hotter than he looks on TV. I think everybody is like that. But he was really hot and he was cool. And then at 1 a.m, I like just taken off my makeup and he DM'd me, hey, it's fuck. Do you want to get a drink?
That's funny.
That is funny.
And it was nice. I was like, you had the pool was 3 p.m., Zach. Like, you had all this time
yeah.
to hit me up. Like, I would have been interested and get a drink where? It's in the hotel bar. Like, it's 1 o'clock yes. in the morning. So I was like, I just, you know, it was also
he
the last
the
day
game,
of the trip.
Seriously. That works for me sometimes, though.
It was a cute opener.
Guy, yeah. I hooked up with one guy because he begged me on that way out. He goes, I'm leaving. He goes, come on, let me just sit on my face. I'm leaving and like, in a day that. And I was like, okay. And then we had a really and then it was like he was leaving, so I was like, oh
yeah.
Sorry, see ya. That was fun, but I made him do too much ketamine. It ended up being we had like a really intense like conversation about our lives.
We should like, we start SF sit on face
sit on face.
People are like San Francisco, like, yeah. Open for interpretation.
We're either going up north or down south
or sugar yeah. father sugar father
sugar father. That's I if they're like 80 and above.
That's like we're not
like father time, you know?
We're not fucking, but you're
yeah right. That's like Hugh Hefner or like decrepit status.
Yeah, it's just enough to like go out to dinner and look pretty.
I'm glad right. you're saying that about him being like hotter in person too, because
Hugh Hefner,
the edits, yes. Hugh Hefner, gorgeous now. Have you seen him recently? Stiff as a board.
Let's totally exhume hard. Him.
But because on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, people get weird edits. They do like, you know, crazy things or whatever. And this season, I don't know if you guys know, it's like they don't usually have two bachelorettes. It's like
right.
Like they just pit and they're thank God these girls are fucking friends.
100%.
Because they just pit these bitches against each other. Completely different personalities, completely different looks. And then the guys got to kind of choose which one. It was just so like they took their power from them in a way. I think they handled it well, but it's like I can see where they're like, I want like these people. But so like that guy, Zach. He was like really thought he was gonna marry. He was like ready to marry this girl.
I think he's just like, this is fine. Like I don't think he's a real deep thinker. I think he's just like, she's hot and she seems great and let's do it.
What did you see Hometowns when his uncle is that like famous guy?
Who's he was on Seinfeld.
Yes,
and he was
does he play the
Elaine's boss or something? Yes. Whatever.
But anyway, that's so funny to like name drop your uncle and like who brings their uncle to the fucking Hometowns? But yeah, so anyway, so he was like, she's being fake, she's being weird or whatever. It's like, yeah, because it is a weird thing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how much people bring to the front of the camera, how much they keep behind.
He's a nice guy. He's like I could see a world, and he's definitely like the old school prototype of The Bachelor in terms of just like.
He just seemed weak. I don't know. He seemed too weak. We've already had too many weak bachelors.
No, I don't. I'm not really pushing for it. I don't know. I don't. I think I want him to do two now. I feel like it's only fair.
I think the hottest
to have
would
them, yes, to have them do two guys. And have the women choose yes. between them.
I think the hottest almost bachelor was on Rachel's season, Black Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Mike Johnson. Oh, never mind. He was on that.
His name was Peter. He had a little gap.
Yes, the doctor. Little, something
was Peter is my number one.
He was
Peter Krause.
Yeah,
yes.
So hot.
No, I keep seeing him on he's Raya. So
is yeah. he on Raya?
He's on Raya.
Should I get on Raya just for him?
No, that's Pilot Peter. Get
no,
him out
Pilot
of
Peter. No, Peter was a
Pilot Carlos, not Pilot Peter.
Krause. Peter
he was a weird problem. No, he no, was. I thought he was the hottest one, too.
He's a trainer. He's a
yeah,
trainer.
He's a trainer. That's what he is. Yeah.
No, K-R-A-U-S-S-E is his last name.
He's not The Bachelor. He was on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, he was on The Bachelorette.
And he had the little gap, too. Like right
yes.
Yeah, it was hot.
But their breakup scene was so heartbreaking for me. It felt real. She cried her lashes off.
That was one of the most poignant moments.
Yeah.
He's so great.
He is cute. It's like a different kind of cute.
But he's salt and pepper now, Esther.
Yeah, this is like.
That's his like audition picture, but.
Yeah, he's
no,
so.
No, he's so hot. I talk about him all the time.
He kind of has like a hot mouth.
Really hot mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mouths are maybe like my number one feature I look at. Like lips are so important.
No, I have a serious question.
Like a skinny lip.
This sounds like a lie. This sounds like a fake question. This is real. When you saw It, the first new It here with the Skarsgård as It.
Like
did
the
you?
The movie.
Yes.
The movie.
And the juicy lips. Can you pull a picture?
Well, why'd
you
assume I've seen it? I don't think I
Well, just look at this picture.
Okay.
Because all I thought through this whole fucking movie was like, I would love to get eaten out. Not that one. Not that
Annie,
one. Not that
the
one.
New one. The new one.
By that.
Totally.
Fucking scary clown.
It will scare me.
This
guy can get it. He can get it.
And he has a little bit of a lazy eye. And for some reason, the lazy eye was hot. But I'm telling you, I was just like, ooh, that's juicy.
Like, especially that angle, you're like looking down on him. Like, yes. I picture him between my legs.
Like that's my period on his nose. He's like, I'll get my red wings, bitch. So hot.
I think.
But as regular Skarsgård, I'm like, eh.
Wait, really?
Like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's too, like, dainty.
Pretty.
I love all the Skarsgårds. I saw Alexander Skarsgård twice.
Me too.
We locked eyes at a party one time for more than 3 seconds. And then at Oaks Cafe, we locked eyes again. And I think he remembered me. And then my niece was like, I swear to you, he like looked like really, really looked at you. And then he jumped into like a really beat up Nissan like Sentra or something
and
like that.
And it turns out it was just a homeless man.
He was just a homeless man.
Had good abs. Can you look up if he's dating anyone?
I already looked up. It's a German model. So it turns out I am not his type.
And no, I imagine the type. Delusion. Stop with the type.
But whoa, he's always like the like wife abuser from Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Right.
Or, and they killed him.
But True Blood, he's so hot. True Blood. Wait, was he hotter in person?
Incredibly hot. Only because he seemed like a guy.
Gorgeous.
Everyone's hotter and shorter, I feel like.
No, he wasn't short. And he was commanding the room.
Alexa Chung is his ex.
And he was commanding the room.
Kalila, you can play.
His new girlfriend is like a German supermodel.
That gets so old so fast.
Yeah.
Come on.
The girls, they get too old.
But Alexa Chung, I mean, she's just an icon.
Yeah, so I was at a party with him, and I was dating this guy who was like commitment phobic and like not wanting people to know we were dating. And he was like a short, not that attractive guy. And we went to meet with his friend, and it was like, we're dating. Like, we fucked before we went there. We go to this party, and his friend kept trying to set me up with Alexander Skarsgård, and it was just so funny. I just kept looking at him like, do you realize, like, other people think I should be with him? And you want to keep, like, a secret you're with me? Like, do you understand? Do you understand? A person who loves you thinks there's no way I'm fucking you and wants me to fuck the model man you fuck.
Tarzan.
Wait, Tarzan. Ashley, I think you just brought up a really good point because I think he is not as hot to me since Big Little Lies because he's so evil and such a fuckhead that he wasn't hot. He made him not hot anymore.
I know, like he is that character. He did such a good job with it.
Yeah, he's so talented that
it
worked.
Watch The Northman.
Okay.
It'll undo Big Little Lies for you. Yeah. It was a dark, dark movie. It's the same guy who did The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe. He looked like a fucking Viking in this one.
All right, we're taking a Skarsgård card.
Okay.
Is Kalila gonna fuck
Alexander?
Oh, I love this.
We don't know what any of them mean. Carlos has to look them up.
Yeah, we never. Getting center of the pile. Okay.
What is it?
Six of Swords. It's a man that looks like Freddie Mercury dancing on a stripper pole.
He's gay. That's a really He's good
gay.
Sign.
He's gay.
Oh my God. We just outed spirit. Him. Yeah.
Six what does of that mean swords. For dating?
That or he has six penises.
Enough for everyone in the room.
Six inch sword. I'll take a six.
Oh, a six is husband dick. All the way.
It represents overcoming obstacles and moving forward.
He's done with that bitch. He's ready for you.
He's moving forward.
You've overcome hardship, Kalila, and healing is headed your way. Calmer waters are finally ahead.
Well, he's very calm. He's going to beat you like Nicole Kidman, but other than that.
Look.
That is hard.
I'll allow
that kid that played Joffrey was like, everyone hates me.
Poor kid, yeah.
Or I just remember an actress having to come out and say like, hey, I'm not that character, yeah. guys. Like, can we separate?
Well, that's what happened.
She was getting like, who was it? Was it on Insecure? I don't know. She was like, do you understand how like acting right. works? Like,
what if I did that for the show where I played myself? I'm like,
for this podcast?
I'm like, that wasn't me. They're like, your character's name was Esther and you wrote it. No.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys that the guy who plays Freddy Krueger lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I used to live there?
Do we know the guy who plays?
I can't remember what his name is. Will you look it up? Robert Englund. Okay. So, and what he'll do is like, you can recognize him. Like, he does kind of look like Freddy Krueger. But so people, when he would be in line, people would be like whispering about Freddy Krueger, and he would turn around and go.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
He's the best. Look at him. He's the best.
I have an update text from Dave. It says, I thought SD was the initials of a place you wanted to go for dinner tonight, and I couldn't figure it out. Anyways.
He had high hopes.
Everybody has to do this trick and see what happens. Because some guys will just take a different, they'll take a different direction.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
If you guys are watching, will you please text this to your someone in your life and tag us and let us know what happens?
This is a guy called Mr. COVID. Steal Your Grandma.
Has the hots for Mr. Steal Your Grandma.
Yeah, he's a math teacher in Houston at an elementary school, but he's gone viral as kind of like an older influencer. And
These older influencers are. I heard about this one grandma who's like cooking and she's blowing up. I kind of like this movement.
Me too.
Yeah, there's a company called, I think it's like OAS. They always have these types of models.
Old ass.
I think he's probably a model for them.
I feel like my dad, not as like a model, but as like a kind of a funny character could do it. But it's like I would have to do all the work.
I used to have this Instagram account that got pretty big called Fashion Dads. And it was like dads, people would submit pictures of their dads. And my dad was on it too. And I would write the captions in a fashion-y way, like the way the fashion influencers would write it. It was like very
That sounds so funny.
But were they fashionable or just like dads?
It was like dad fashion, like the New Balances.
Yes, like Esther.
My favorite.
These are such dad shoes. I love these.
No, oh, yeah. Those are the dad shoes of 2022.
You guys, I've been sleeping on a Helix pillow for the last like 3 months. I love it so much.
It's so good. Can I say something?
Yes.
Every person in my family has been gifted a Helix mattress. This is not an exaggeration. I mean, everybody. If it's someone's birthday, they've gotten a Helix mattress from me. Only because it's like, why wouldn't I share the joy of sleeping on the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on? I mean, we spend 8 hours out of our 24 every day vertical on a, not vertical, hopefully not vertical, horizontal on a bed. It's like, why wouldn't you choose the best thing? For your body to lay on.
I have the Helix mattress in my guest bedroom, and literally me and Dave fight. I'm like, we need to move it into our main room because it is so good. Carlos has slept on the Helix in the guest. Do you love it?
It's, yeah, back doesn't hurt.
I'm so happy that Helix is our sponsor, only because like I am a legitimate fan.
My favorite thing about Helix is their sleep quiz. So you fill out a quiz and it it basically prescribes you a mattress that is right for you based on how you sleep. So there's no guessing games. It's not like I have to learn some crazy system I don't understand. It's like, no, they ask you the right questions, you tell them, and they know what mattress will just like make your life better.
For example, I run a little bit hot when I sleep and I'm a side sleeper. So I got prescribed the Midnight and I am obsessed.
And Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take our word for it. Helix was awarded number one best overall mattress pick in 2021 by GQ and Wired magazine.
Everybody's unique and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers.
Oh, and they have the option to go luxe. So you have the standard mattress, which is incredible, but then you have the option for an even like thicker mattress that is so wonderfully freaking luxe. They call it luxe.
Do they have a licks option where you can just punch? You can just punch it.
They also have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free, and they'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you literally will. And I just like that there's really no risk involved in getting this mattress.
You guys, Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/trashtuesday.
That's helixsleep.com/trashtuesday.
My favorite TikTok account is one called Dad Advice from Bo. Mm-hmm. And it's just this cute little dad giving advice on how to like change your light switch, how to do a car trade-in.
Oh, is that the thing for boys that don't have dads? Is that that one?
For me, it really hits home because I have, my dad has perished. So like tiny little things like that, it's so warm.
I love
when
that.
You say what perish, it makes it sound like he
was lost at sea. Yeah.
Or that like the, like a wind blew and his ashes, he like.
Well, yeah, we threw his ashes in the wind. We were like, where's that going? But that's but that advice from Bo, is this TikTok?
No, but it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Where did you spread his ashes?
In the sea. This is when my dad died. I was 19. We didn't have a lot of money then, and they gave us an option. He wanted to be cremated, so we cremated him. But I don't know if you guys see the tier of your options, your box options. If you don't want to pay the extra $35, he basically comes in like a to-go box. And that's exactly what he came in, is a to-go box. And so we were like,
did you have a little nibble?
Like the bag that says, thank you for coming.
You're like, is there fentanyl on this? Is there fentanyl on this?
No, it's really what they handed us.
How many sets of silverware do you
have? And they guilt you. They really guilt you because they're like, okay, so this is a $3,500 urn. But if you don't love him, you can also just take him in this plastic bag.
Oh, right? My God.
And so, you know, we kind of like not look this guy in the eye. We're like, we'll just take that one. Mm-hmm, thank you. And then we left.
Spread them.
My ex-boyfriend had like a little, like, I guess they split the dad's ashes. I don't know if they spread some of them, but he had like a little urn. I just kept like being like, is there a world where I'm accidentally yoni-egging this bitch? Like, I mean, it was like yoni-egg size. I was like, well.
Quick banana break as we move. That was
So yeah,
we were gonna do it anally, but we've heard what happened. So now we'll do oral.
I can't stick anything in my
vaginal. What if it was like vaginal?
We at one of our shows we did a banana eating contest. It was wild.
Was it like
watch these girls just deep throat these bananas?
Oh, like to see who does it the best.
Was it like on stars that already do that, or
there's just girls in the audience?
Oh, that's
I find that
on the live show,
men's capacity for taking this down the hatch is far more, you know what I mean, superior. Impressive. Than,
yeah,
ours is like maybe to here. They can take this whole thing.
Okay, so in my like hypnosis journey, there's Hypnosis Downloads is a place I go when I don't have my like personal hypnotist that made a specific thing for me and I need it. You can go in and you can like get different hypnosis recordings for different things. And I was just scrolling through and they have one for gag reflex.
I wonder who invented that.
Asked you.
Mm-hmm. I do, to that I say, a gag reflex is what you need. Guys are into the whole sound of you
choking.
Rejecting your throat, rejecting up on their the penis.
We've been here before. Also, I don't want to repeat stories, but we've all thrown up on it.
And gag spit is so much better of a lubricant than just regular saliva. So it's like I don't want to get rid of my gag reflex.
Can we like discuss this?
Yes.
So when we had Asa Akira on our show.
I love her. She's a friend of mine.
Okay. And I love her.
And you're going to be like, she's a bitch. Like, oh, I mean, I love her.
No, she like made me want to do porn. Like the way she talks about getting into porn is so inspiring.
She's brilliant.
Like, it was really like find your passion and like do it for your career. And she was, I was obsessed with her. I was like attracted to her. She's like, I'm straight. I'm like the straightest person. So embarrassing. But I just found her to be like so wonderful in every way. But she said her blowjob tip was that like deep, gagging spit, but this is like so gross. But isn't that just like your like loogie spit?
Yeah,
no. I wouldn't say loogie. It's like your gastrointestinal, like your stomach acids.
Okay, because I was thinking of like phlegm. I'm like, we're not lubing up with like phlegm?
But phlegm, that's like when it's combined with like nose juice, right? Like to me, that's like speaking boogery.
Like your ear, nose, and throat. Yeah, like
well. Penises. Where you swallow is opposite from your trachea and your windpipe. Okay. So when you're swallowing, your trachea is closed. So if it cannot be phlegm because the phlegm would come from your lungs. If your mouth is open and it's coming from that end, it's more likely to come from your stomach. So it's a mixture of probably hydrochloric acid and a bunch of other stuff that you just ate getting kicked back up.
Okay.
Which makes it even grosser to me.
3.5 Chinese food. Black
But I'm so glad you brought up Asa.
Oh, I think egg drop soup, baby.
She's a perfect example of being hypersexual, being very business-minded about it.
Yeah.
And just kind of doing it all right. And plus, she's so fucking funny and brilliant and can do anything. I'm in love with her.
Yeah, I haven't talked to a ton of porn stars, but the way, and I know not everyone has the same experience, but her experience was like pretty good. And she was just like, I like having sex. It was like fun with an audience.
So right.
We had the anal version of that on our show.
Right. We had Stella Berry on.
I was just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. You really are.
It was a breath of fresh air.
Weirdly, the healthiest guest we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, it's fun to like learn about that. I know there's so many haters though about it, like so many sex worker haters, but we're just like, we don't care. We like sex workers.
And the people that hate sex workers also probably like sex workers.
It's like the mic.
They just don't want them to like it. They don't want them to be happy about it.
Yeah.
Like when you're homophobic, you're like, you're the gayest person.
Yeah, you're the so gay.
Well, that's what Stella says. It's like
Mike Pence is the gayest person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no
way. He gets Botox. He doesn't have lunch with women. Yeah, no shit.
Because you don't want to.
I have something from HBO last week about the problem with young men nowadays.
I think I saw this.
Y'all want to watch it?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So Scott Galloway is like my dream zaddy. Just so he is a zaddy.
All right, here you go. We have a crisis among young men, and it starts at a young age. Young men are twice as likely on a behavior-adjusted basis to be suspended. 7 in 10 high school valedictorians are women. For every two female graduates from college in the next 5 years, you only have one. The scariest stat, walking down the avenue that is America, only 1 in 3 men under the age of 30 have had sex in the last year. And you hear sex and your brain fires. But the bottom line is, it's a key step to the elemental foundation of any society, and that is relationships. Young men aren't attaching to work. They aren't attaching to women. They aren't attaching to schools. We are producing too many of the most dangerous person in society, and we are losing out on a key. We're not going to have kids. We're not going to have a productive society. We're going to have more violence, and also we're going to have a society that does not value young men, and they do not. Young men are different. They develop later. And by the way, if you're a young man, this work from home thing is a disaster. They need young men need guardrails. They need to know how to read a room. They need to put on a clean shirt. They know not to get high or drink too much during the week.
Sounds like
and then get into the office the next day. We have a crisis among young men. It is one of the most, in my view, one of the most dangerous things in our society.
Wait, keep going. There's something else that he says that I think.
Also,
was like the
Carlos, did you just fart? Did you just do a little fart?
In this equation,
no.
Because I thought I love high up. Because, thank you. Because So you
sometimes
you asked about the phone. Simply put, it's a disaster. Whenever technology comes into an industry, it consolidates it. Mating has been consolidated in the worst way. 50 men on Tinder, 50 women. 46 of the women show all of their attention to just four men, leaving 46 men pursuing just four women. If mating was a country, it would be more unequal than Venezuela. We have huge mating inequality. And here's the problem. When people don't get together and there's no pheromones and there's no vibe, women, and we don't like to say this on the left, primarily try and make very quick assumptions about this individual's ability to garner resources in the future. So what you have is this concentration of interest, and you're ending up with Porsche polygamy, where 10% of the men get 90% of the attention, which does not lead to good behavior.
Or well, I was the girl banging the other guys, so I was doing God's work.
I'm scared.
I mean,
it's almost like, yeah, I didn't need to hear it. I already knew it. Like there are,
you feel it.
Yeah, you feel it in the culture, especially like being women on camera and, you know, like sharing our opinions every week. But it's sad. And I'm like, what do we do? Do we just have to fuck all these losers? Like, how do we get out of this?
Dude,
I've done my fuck quota of losers. I'm done, okay? And then everyone gets mad at me for that. All these fuck faces. Like,
I think I've been extra charitable to uggos my whole life. I've been a serial uggo fucker.
I'm the tax write-off bitch. Okay? I'm looking to get a discount in the future for this.
Me too. I thought that I was going to get some social discount at some point in my life and say, you know what? Maybe the men will be nice to me because I have just fucked uggos my whole life. Turns out that's not the case.
No. Wait, you're onto something. I think we should start like get a lobbyist, and I think we should get tax write-offs or tax rebates for fucking sad young men, right?
I'm not gonna do it.
This is for what we've already done.
I make a lot of money. No, we're retro. It's like retroactively paying. Paid retroactively.
I'm just really in my head about all that stuff. I mean, it's not like such hot takes, but it is so scary. Like, women don't have a lack of structure and have lack of sex and even lack of education and are violent in retaliation.
Right, right.
Like, it's all bad. And he made such a good point about the working from home thing. Like, they need to be in the world and, like, socialized. And we keep hearing this sometimes on our podcast about this, the not having sex. I mean, that stat sounded crazy to me. Of three men under 30 and one has had sex. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, imagine too how much COVID made that worse.
Yeah.
Because if you're not in high school, like seeing people and like getting energy from people, you're not going to fuck. Like,
yeah.
And there's just so many different things. I mean, I think that there are still so many women in the world that just don't want to do apps and want to meet people in the wild. And I think it's so many guys that would never dream of approaching a woman, and I don't know, there's a lot going on.
And then some of the ones that do.
I think,
wait,
you know,
did
what?
That just say Britney Snow and then broke up? No. With Tyler from Selling the
Because
OC?
Of the, because no of way. The scandal?
Yeah. What?
Wait, what happened?
Because he-
I'm not-
No!
Wait, what's going happening? On?
Are you guys watching this show?
Listen, I don't even know the show, but I know the drama from last week where he was- He like outed one of the other girls for trying to kiss him, trying to make out with him twice off camera. Do you saw that part?
Yeah, yeah. I binged the whole series.
But like, she was saying she was getting mixed messages from him. So how is Britney Snow not going to go like, were you giving mixed messages? Why would a girl think they could lean in and kiss a married guy?
Wait, they're married?
Yeah.
So they're married and all the women that it's, you know, it's all women in this real estate office and then three guys. And so they all flirt with him, but he flirts back. One of them was hitting on him, like propositioning him to sleep with her. And he said no. And he was like, I'm married. Yeah. I mean, they didn't show the actual encounter, but they spoke about it. And they talked about it afterwards. She apologized to him. And he was like, you know, I felt uncomfortable. I'm married. This girl, Alex Hall, and him are very flirty. And she's kind of alluded to having a crush on him, and she like gets in his face and like sucks his nose. It's weird. I don't know. I never heard of this. And
that's the girl in the middle that.
But yes, and Kayla. Guys, I'm obsessed with the show. And
I binged it. I get it.
But it seems like there had to be like problems before.
they didn't, they, there's no way this like show, I mean, maybe.
I mean, if a girl sucks Dave's nose, I'm out. That is horrible. I would rather see him fuck someone else and get his nose sucked. That is so intimate.
We're jealous.
And it was like,
why are you sucking my nose? I have a cute butt nose.
Like they're in like a cuddle pile on the beach. Like, see, I mean, that's the
that is weird. It's just not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it. But don't you think that he would know if his wife is...
public embarrassment too, though, like for her, that people are like messaging her and being like, your husband's cheating. Like, that sucks.
And then there was this weird moment where one of the other guys from the show was like, so you were away for a while. You guys like, you know, fucking to make up for it. He didn't say those words, but that's what I would say. And he kind of stumbled on it. He was like, no, we're not really having sex. Like, it was a little weird. And then the other guy just assumed because he like was having some erectile problems and like took it and ran with that. But it was a weird moment. So it does make me think that they were having problems before. If he got asked if they were having sex.
And yeah. And he stumbled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to go back to the really scary thing we were just talking about from Scott Galloway, I want to give it a positive spin, okay? I think that our show is so clearly we are 50-50 men and women for our listeners. So I think that we are like, we're starting this to solve the problem,
yes,
right here today.
Many boy slugs. Oh, I forgot a boy slug I wanted to shout out.
Fuck. What is your name?
That hot one.
Joey, Carlos, Mikey, something.
Oh,
my boy. It was, I want to tell you, the slugs come through in the moments I need them. I was in Atlantic City with my boyfriend and his friend. His friend's like, I got to meet this girl at a club. Will you come with me? I don't want to go to the club, right? But I'm like, of course, I'll go along for the party. There's a line. We're going to pay $20. I'm like, ugh. Danny comes up. He goes, oh my God, are you Annie Letterman? Freaks out. Gets me right into the club. Gets us right in. And I was like, I will shout you out, and I forgot. But we went to Kiss Kiss Bang Bang on Danny. Thank
fun.
You. And if I got your name wrong, sorry. But you're in my heart.
I love that you guys have the audience like that. I can't relate. Even my Instagram followers, 97% women. It's like,
no, I would love that too. I mean, the girls are amazing too. It's like, I think I started out with so many male followers because I did like Opie and Anthony back in the day and like all the guy things that I did. So to get girls is like a fucking dream. I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it is fun to have both.
It's
and the boys are always like, they're like, I feel like I'm learning to be like a better boyfriend.
Yes.
And
it's like so heartwarming. Like, I hate to give men so much credit, but the men that email us and say like, listen to your podcast to help me change my relationship or the way I view women or sex or whatever. And we don't really get like single guys at our shows. Every once in a while we do, and I will try to fuck them. It's happened like once or twice. It's like one of my favorite stories is this guy I fucked after one of our shows. But
will you tell us?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But the women are bringing their boyfriends more. We noticed that like post COVID.
Yeah.
Like for whatever reason. But yeah, this girl brought her guy friend to our show in Esty. We brought him up on stage and he and I were really flirty. And I was like, do you want to – I was like very into it. I was like, do you want to connect after the show? I was like, do you have Instagram? I was just thinking I would DM him. And he was like, no, I don't. And I was like, that's so hot. So
– or you're married.
I was like, when you leave the stage, just leave your number with our assistant. She sits on the side of the stage and like controls the show and the presentation and everything. I was like, I feel like a male comedian. I feel like this is what they get to do. Yeah. But like, leave your number with my assistant. And so we go back down in the green room afterwards and I was – like, I want to connect with that guy. He was super hot. He was cool. And we were flirting on stage. And a couple girlfriends who had been at the show come in. And they're like, he's up there. And all of the girls are swarming him. I was like, sluts. Like, how disrespectful.
Trail.
You knew he was mine. I'm just kidding. But I was like, the disrespect. I was like, someone just go get him. So our, like, assistant, actually, she outsourced it to this, like, Live Nation rep. I was like, what is going on here? This is – now I feel like an athlete. Now I feel like it's like, go get that hot person that was, like, sitting, you know, courtside and bring him down here. So they went and got him and brought him down. And it was, like, immediate chemistry. We were just, like, flirting. Raina was like taking all these photos. I have these cute photos of us like in the green room, and we ended up going back to the hotel and had like a great sexual experience. And then he was in California for the week, and we went to LA after we were in San Diego, and he drove to LA, and it was great. I mean, that was really what it was. It was just a fling, and I I got some really good material out of it.
Yeah, I did one, but I don't talk about it on stage because I don't, I mean, now I'm in a relationship, but it's like, I was like, I never wanted to break that seal because I would get guys coming up that would just hover. I'm like, you came to fuck me? Like, you really came to my stand-up show. I've been doing this for 13 years, busting my ass, got funny as fuck, and you came to fuck me?
Well, there's another guy that was on the same trip. Then we go to San Francisco, and this guy is, I'm not like scared. I think he's harmless, but he DMs me every day. Like,
oh, God.
And he's just talking to himself for years. Mm-hmm. He's written love letters that come to our joint emails. Like, Raina's read them. It's so mortifying, you know, and he's just obsessed with me. He's just like middle-aged little man, you know, and he came to the San Francisco show, and at the very end of the show, I knew he was coming. Like, I forget why I knew he was coming. And I was like, I just told the venue, like, can you just keep an eye out? Like, yeah. I'm not scared, but I just don't know what he's going to do. And I couldn't spot him the whole show. And at the end of the show, right as we're like doing our toast and all the music's going off, he came up to the stage and he dropped this like box on the stage.
Oh, so
and
scary.
It was this like jewelry box. And I wish I have the photo, but it basically had like a room key to his hotel, and it said something like, I want to eat your ass tonight.
He texted you, EA.
He can eat it now with what is going on back there. But yeah, so it goes, that was all like in the same week, but it goes both ways.
No, the conversations themselves, I turn my DMs off. I can't do that.
Like, it's always unread, but I like see it at the top. Like, I don't know. I guess I could like block him, but I don't open it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like a weird thing.
I'm just so psyched that you like got that moment where you got to say, leave my number with my assistant, and you got to seek him out. Like, I've never ever done that. I've seen so many men do that over the years. So I'm just like so thankful that you did that for all of us.
It was funny because then I was like, our assistant's name Bella. I was like, text him to make sure it's like like his number. She like responds back from the side of the stage. She's like, it turned green. And the all audience is like, boo. Like booing his Android. Like, it was just very funny. So funny. It was his number.
You're like, it's a fling, guys. He can have an Android, okay?
I was like, that green tech stick.
But then you can't FaceTime. I hooked up, the guy I hooked up with was so hot. Like, I couldn't resist. Like, I had that rule in my head. I was like, I'm not hooking up with fans or whatever, but he was from New Zealand. He was so hot. He was so ripped.
Yeah.
There's a picture that he sent me on an old phone that's gone. I'm in love. I met my person, but God damn, was that picture impressive. I was like, oh my God.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't know where it is.
What was the picture of?
It was just him in a towel in like a locker room. He was an athlete. It was just, he was one of the hottest guys I have ever seen in my life.
But he was like a fan?
Yes, he was a fan. And then he came, I did crowd work with him, and then he came, like hung out, and then I was like, he was the one that was like, just let me sit on your, like, or sit on my face, please. Like, what if it was like, can I sit on your face? I'm like, no. He's like, just let me teabag you. Come on. Teabag before I go. But I had him come to the Comedy Store, and I had like my friends with me, and they were like, he is precious. Like, you've got to.
Yeah.
All of us. We had fun. We stayed friends. He was a nice guy.
One of our, like, main stories in the podcast that the listeners are so invested in, this was over a year ago now, but for a while they were on this like CIA mission, was I did meet this guy crowd working him. I have the video. It's like on TikTok and Instagram. People love to watch it because you watch it happen in real time of me like, what, who is this guy? Is he a plant? He's here alone. Yeah. He's single. He's tall. He's drinking a martini. Like, what is going on?
Yes.
And after the show, we met up and we ended up like going to dinner at midnight at Little Frankie's in New York. Like, mm-hmm. We shut the place down. We came back to my house. We were like making out. It was like this epic night. And I was like, this is like, I mean, he was a lot younger, but I was just like, I'm like very much vibing, and I feel like he's really vibing with me. And I know what it feels like to be with somebody, you're like, you're never gonna hear from him again. And I just didn't feel like that, and gave him my number. Didn't even think to like get his. I was like, he's probably gonna text me like as soon as he walks out the door. You know, like, this is it. And never heard from him again. And I don't know his last name. I had them like, just for my, then everyone was on this mission of like, what possibly could have happened.
I know, it's so
like,
weird.
Was he lying about something? And then I checked the ticket sales from the show, and like what his first name allegedly was, he wasn't on there. And then he had told me that he had come to the show because this comedian named Natalie Cuomo. He knew her from college. Uh-huh. And it was her show. And then she didn't know him. Like, it was wild. It was like all these
did
things.
Did you check obituaries? You're like, he must have died.
Well, I don't have his last name. Like, yeah. I've never not been able to find somebody.
Calling the hospital. Is there a hot guy there?
I have a positive.
You have a hot patient.
He had a nice watch.
I have a positive take on this. I think leave it, because I think what he gave you is such a gift. Because there have been many times where
I'm not
I've
like
had these like
for this guy.
Yeah. I would
like 12 hour just
Esther
like
Esther would find his address somehow and drive by.
Like for like I had this one time in Vegas. It's 12 hours, just a small window of time. I mean, just the best time I've ever had with a single person. One of those like it was like a music video. It felt like in 12 hours. Yeah. And at the end of it all, we didn't exchange numbers. I don't know why. I think his friends exchanged I don't know. It was like 12 years ago. And if it had ended there, it could have gone down it could have just been a fantasy bubble I would occasionally look at or remember and feel good about. Mm-hmm. But no, I pursued it. I found him 3 months later. And he turned out to be one of like the most horrible people.
No,
but if I had just left it there, it could have been just this one thing that I just constantly turn to when I'm having like a blue day. I'm like, oh yeah, remember that time? That Rihanna song? Staying in the strip club till 10 a.m. together, me sitting on his lap. You know, like all of these things, these memories come flooding and I could have just not popped the bubble.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot of just leaving things as this memory. Like I fucked our driver in Greece this summer and I just was like, this is just needs to, it's just one night.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to keep in touch. Like I have a great bit out of it and that's what it was. Like I think sometimes we have the tendency to be like, yeah, but this is going to be like my romance, like my mama.
Yeah, we like to kill our own joy.
But also, like, I have the instinct with Kalila where it's like, you kind of just like end it. But then when they pursue, it's kind of hard because you're like,
he didn't want to pursue.
Yeah, lovers, like, you're like rejecting. I have a insane thing that happened on this podcast where I had hooked up with this guy on a plane. He like fingered me on an airplane.
No, stop. It was start at the beginning.
We just hit it off. He missed his plane. I was like, on standby. You met him on the plane. Yeah, he had like a cheek. He was like, he looked like Channing Tatum. He was like in like sweat shorts.
That's my like number one.
But he had like he's just the boy could dance, you know, you could tell. And he had like a cheek piercing and he was like in a Sugar Ray cover band. I mean, like there was like a lot happening, you know. But I was telling the story about it because we had continued talking and then he started sending me all these bondage porns where I was like, I'm not gonna get ball gagged by you, sir. But we kind of stayed friends or whatever. And then he finally like blocked me because I started reading his sex on stage. And I guess I hurt his feelings, but the sex was too good. I read it on here before.
100%.
It was too good. And then, so I was like, Carlos, like, pull up a picture of him. Cause there's all these like shirtless pictures of him looking so hot from a stupid band. And then Carlos goes, he died last week.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, I found out he died on camera.
On this show, we found out he died.
My finger bang guy died. And then I chose
this
to not go.
This is unreal.
I don't know how he died. And I chose to not go. I'm assuming probably fentanyl is how everyone's dying.
For sure.
But I like chose to not go to the memorial service because he blocked me. I wanted to respect his boundary. But it's killing me. I want to know what it was.
Even post-mortem? That is wild.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. How did you ended up sitting next to him on the plane?
Yeah. Well, we had to walk to a new plane because he had missed his plane and I was on standby and I didn't get on.
Yeah.
So then we like walked to the second plane and like hung out and stuff. And he went up. Then when I knew it was going to happen is he took both of our licenses and went, we're together. And I was like sopping wet.
Okay.
And he sat next to me, smelled good. He like got up to go to the bathroom. His like shirt came up, he like perfect body.
Was there a third person in the row?
Yeah, there was some Israeli kid that was kind of just.
Did you guys start making out? Sorry, I'm very intrigued by like being fingered on an airplane.
Well, there was the blanket. It wasn't like he didn't get up too much, you know, but it was like the beginning. And to me, I was like, this is going to be a great story.
Yeah.
And then baggage claim, he was pulling me close. I was like, no. No.
I think that if someone blocks you, that when they pass away, that that expires and that you're allowed to do whatever you want.
I'll have to like check with his friends. He was like, he was a nice guy. He was really into bondage. Maybe he fucking choked himself to death.
Oh my God. Mm. Asphyxiated. Yeah. That would be so crazy if you went to a funeral and someone's friends had to be like, he wouldn't want you here.
Well, I always think like,
will happen to me once.
I am not that's suicidal. My goal. I am not suicidal and it will never happen. But I was saying like, I think one of the like, you do want to leave that mystery of like, maybe you were, I was jerking off. That's the
suicide. Yeah.
I was about to come.
We want to hit any of these one more.
What's the leaving phone and car full of guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the men versus women TikTok?
We got sent a while ago. These girls leave their phone in the car with a bunch of guys just to see what they say about them.
Oh my God,
that gives me anxiety.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
I mean, like for myself, we can watch the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, my feelings are already hurt.
It's just not my business what you say behind my back. Yeah. That's why the internet's so annoying. It's like, why are you saying it in front of my back?
I know.
Why are you saying it to my tits? Okay.
On TikTok, this girl was like, you want to know what we used to do with our guy friends in high school? If it was like a car full of people, the girls would be in the back seat, they'd be chatting, the guys would drop them off, and one of the girls would leave her phone in the car recording, and then about 5 minutes later they would text the boys and say, you need to turn around, one of us forgot our phones. And so then the girls would grab the phone, the big thanks, and then they'd go listen to everything the guys would say after they dropped them off. But they go, don't do this unless you want your feelings completely hurt. How fucked up is that?
Oh, I was gonna say, it's kind of genius.
I honestly, right when I saw that, I was like, how can I do this by myself without friends? I was like, I wanna do this so bad.
You're like,
Yeah, that would hurt my feelings. I mean, hopefully not my own partner.
But if you're like the hottest girl in school, it's probably going to be positive, but it's probably going to be like vulgar too.
But unfortunately, it's the wrong friend's phone.
Yeah.
They're like, Susan's so hot. Stacy's a fucking pig. It's weird they're friends.
Yeah.
Esther Ibs, you look mad.
I'm like, because I'm trying to think of a use for it in my life, but I can't think of one.
And I'm kind of surprised.
But I know there's one. Like, I'm like, do I do it to my parents?
Oh my God, yes.
Like, parents, who do yes. I do
I think, it to? Like, honestly, edit it out to the point that's how much I want you to do to your parents. I don't want them to know.
Oh my God.
Make sure before you leave your phone recording that you cause some type of issue.
Yeah.
You know, you can't leave peacefully and they're going to be like, oh, she's changed. She's so sweet these days. No, you have to cause like a stir.
That will happen organically for sure. Ashley, thank you so much for
awesome. Thanks for having me.
Coming and being so fun. A part of
Bonnie this. McFarland says hi. I was just talking to her this morning.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, this is so
that's
fun.
My girl.
And I hope everyone goes and listens to your hugely, widely, crazily popular, successful podcast, Girls Gotta Eat.
Thanks.
And anywhere else people should be looking for you?
Yeah, Girls Gotta Eat. And we also have a sex toy company with a paired app called Vibes Only, so you can check all that out at vibesonly.com and download the app for Android and iPhone and shop the toys at Vibes Only. And on all social media, I am Ash Hess. Yeah, here's our Instagram for Vibes Only. So we just introduced a new blowjob gel in vanilla flavor.
What does it do?
It's just good to give a blowjob with. Like, it makes it taste good. We have a mango and a vanilla frosting, and people like love it. They're just
do the
giving
ice cream
these,
cone.
Yeah, like lick around the edge. And we have a great lube, and then we have three toys. We have more coming out for the holidays. And then you compare it with an app that's erotic content, so it like pairs via Bluetooth and then it pulses along with the story.
So,
like the story starts out kind of slow and it's
that's,
like,
did you guys create that?
Mm-hmm.
That's it's awesome.
Like taking over our lives. But yeah, we're really so proud of it. Cool. So it's been fun.
Okay, one question just because I'm seeing the picture. What do you guys think of Chris Pine's blonde bob?
I don't know.
It's like feminine in kind of a hot way.
So
he looks like a baby girl.
A power lesbian. Like I
but I'm like I am attracted to it.
I'm into it. I'm so into it. Like I didn't know he looked like that now. I can't keep up with all the Chris's.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
That's not going to hurt his feelings. We know.
I like when he's like the zaddy look.
Yeah, I do too.
No, I do like how
look,
it's like.
Well, look at when he has the full
gray beard,
gray hair. That's super hot.
That's scary, actually.
What is your guy's favorite Chris?
He's skinny.
Of all the Chris's?
Well, was it Pine, Evans, Hemworth?
Evans does nothing for me.
I'm the same way. And they were all like, he's single. And I was like, I'm not interested. Yeah. I mean, I pretended to be, but deep down.
I feel like he's out there.
I don't think I would.
Wait, who are the other Chris's? Pine,
Hemsworth.
Pratt. Oh, and Pratt.
Pratt's Christian. Sorry. It's too
much. Yeah, but his body, that thick boy body is what I like. Yeah.
I do like a guy who worked out.
And I love his look.
Gained fat.
It's like over a Vince Vaughn body.
Right. Gained fat over the workout body is the best.
Yeah, where it's like you used to have dreams.
He's too wholesome for me. I just really, now that I saw the Chris Pine looking like a.
Yeah.
I do like baby girl Chris.
I liked him looking so annoyed.
Yes.
Like during those interviews. Uh-huh. Like when Harry Styles was talking, I liked his vibe.
Right. Agreed.
I think we all like Chris Pine, but a different version of Chris Pine. I like your.
Striped shirt, bottom right.
No.
That's a little.
That makes me not like him.
Was this for a role?
No, that's what he looks like when he's just hanging out.
Okay, that makes me be done with him for good.
Actors are weird.
I'm over it.
Actors are weird, guys.
That looked like the teacher that molested me. Literally, that's what molested me. Except it was full dreads. Do you see why I'm upset?
Okay.
It wasn't even the jizzing.
Take it down. We shouldn't have gone here.
You guys, thank you so much. We will see you next week for an all new episode of Trash Tuesday. We all can't wait to check out everything that Ashley has to offer.
Yes.